Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back deep is Tyreek Hill for Kansas City. Back pedals, takes it at his own 10 and wants a left return. Gets two blocks, gets up to the 15. Attacks at left 20. He's at the 30. The cheetah's loose. 40 at midfield. There goes the cheetah. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kansas City! That didn't take long for the cheetah to unleash.
The cheetah.
I already hate that nickname.
Tyreek Hill going off yesterday. Pat Mahomes, 4 touchdowns. Kansas City beats the Chargers. It's Around the NFL with Sean and RJ right here on DFW Sports Station and your home for all things football. Brad Sham at 8 o'clock, Jason Garrett at 8:30, and we're going to have a Rangers race ticket giveaway in this segment.
Da-da-da.
But let's go ahead and steal from Randy Galloway.
Overreaction Monday.
He coined that?
He coined it, and now it's used everywhere. Just decided, you know, yesterday just to start jotting down some week one overreactions.
You're sure of that?
I am, Randy. So I'll just give you a sentence, and you guys riff off it and tell me if it's an overreaction, if it's true, if you're worried about it happening. So I will not go with Ryan Fitzpatrick is your MVP.
Yeah.
After week one.
No, because Ryan Fitzpatrick fooled me once with the Jets.
Yeah.
When he had an awesome season, and then he completely fell off after that. So I'm like, I'm not going to be fooled by Ryan Fitzpatrick, whose kid played him in fantasy yesterday, put him in the lineup, and he torched the Saints. Ooh. I had the Saints fantasy defense. And the only thing worse than that is having the Saints as your eliminator pick. Bye-bye. See you later.
See ya.
Season over.
Hope you got a rebuy, week one rebuy.
And Jameis Winston? Like, I had a Bucs fan text me and go, all we needed was one win with Jameis out. I'm like, Jameis may be out for a while if Fitzpatrick is going to play even half of that.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so here's your overreaction number one. Deshaun Watson was a fluke. He's a good player, but more Dak than Wentz.
Woo! I like that one. Dub, where do you stand on that?
Knock, chill out. Let's see what he does against the rest of the league. Anybody playing the New England Patriots, especially after Deshaun Watson a year ago lit him up for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns, I guarantee you Bill Belichick had something special for him this week. And I think, you know, playing against any other team, you still got to keep an open mind about Deshaun Watson. No, I'm not overreacting to one loss to the Patriots in which they could have won.
I'm going to lean... And I don't feel comfortable about this, but you got to put yourself out there. I'm going to lean a little bit more towards Dak. That not he definitely is closer to Dak than Wentz, in my opinion. Although last year he was an MVP candidate for the games that he did play. But if you make me go Dak or Wentz, I'm going Dak.
Yeah, like, I understand what Roy's saying. Like, Bill does do some crazy things to quarterbacks.
Oh, look at what they did to Hopkins. Like, they were going to double. They always just double your best player.
Yeah, they do.
But he had some passes that were Dak-like. I mean, they were at the feet. They're like McNabb out there.
Wonky.
Wonky, yeah, very good. Let's see, reaction number two. Le'Veon Bell lost all his leverage with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He didn't lose all of his leverage. He lost a nice chunk of leverage as James Conner, 31 for 135 and 2 touchdowns. Now, someone reported that Le'Veon is showing up soon, but yesterday that hurt because James Conner was doing work out there against Cleveland. Right. I'm trying to think what else I have in this.
Well, Le'Veon did tweet out about the game.
Yeah.
Just tweeted an emoji of the guy with the looking glass.
The monocle?
The monocle. There it is. And, I mean, people tried to make something out of that.
Well, someone tweeted back the magnifying glass honing in on the box score, and it was James Conner's stat line blown back up to Le'Veon.
Dude, we're in the third quarter, and he had 9 yards per carry. And we're in the third quarter.
Ooh.
He was just tremendous in this game.
Now, the reports are the Steelers are not going to rescind the franchise tag, and they're not giving in. And yesterday, you make sure you let that be known to the agent. You're going to sit there and rot. And you know what? If you don't get in here soon, and again, this is a bluff. If you don't get in here soon, we may not even put you on the field. You see what our guy
right.
did?
Yep.
You're a running back, okay? Yeah, you're an awesome running back. You're still a running back. So you don't want to get in here? We won't put you on the field.
By the way, did you see that they got more out of Ryan Switzer than we did in 2 years with him or a year with him?
What'd he do?
He had a carry for 8 yards. It was more than we ever got. So
he's got no catches.
Yeah, and he got a target. So he did play some. And he had punt returns.
Yeah.
He had a couple punt returns.
Well, we gave him punt returns. He cost us a game, so he had to go.
5 for 56.
Next overreaction. The Ravens will be this year's Saints and Jags and Rams.
Stop. They played the Bills, all right? The Bills were atrocious. The Ravens dominated them all game. If Joe Flacco throws for 4 touchdowns in any other game this season.
He threw for 3.
Yeah. He threw for 3 and ran for 1, didn't he?
No.
No? Okay, 3. I thought he had run for 1 as well. But either way, found John Brown, found Michael Crabtree, and found one more guy. That's against the Bills.
Willie Snead.
Let's just chill out.
Yeah, that's a complete overreaction.
Okay, how about this one? Miami is going to contend for a wild card spot.
Roy, that's your favorite AFC team that they beat in the Titans.
Yeah, same situation. I mean, look at what happened to the Titans. They lost their starting left tackle. They lost their starting quarterback. They lost their best tight end for the season, by the way. If you got him in fantasy, you need a replacement for Delanie Walker. Miami didn't look great. Kenny Stills looked really good. Had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns for them, but no.
I'll say no. Are you saying that? There's something you have always liked about Miami.
You know, I liked Miami a couple years ago. They had a really good offensive line and a good running game.
Yeah.
They played well. I don't know. I'm still open to it. I do think Ryan Tannehill's better than a lot of people give him credit for. Obviously, you know, he went to the playoffs a couple years ago and
their
they were just trash.
Gross.
This is a gross
roster.
It is.
Frank Gore, Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, Kenny Stills. No one left on defense except for Cameron Wake. Mm-hmm. But nice win, as all the Titans ended up getting hurt.
It was a nice win, and you're right. The Titans did wind up getting hurt. The Saints are in trouble. How about that one?
You know,
they started off 0-2 last year. They've lost their opener and now 7 of 8.
Yeah, the Saints can be like the Chargers and drive you freaking crazy. Yeah. Like I thought that their defense was for real last year, and then that went and happened. In trouble, or maybe not as good. Are they a top 3 contender in the NFC? Those are questions I'm wrestling with a little bit. That was bad yesterday. But Tampa Bay is not supposed to be good. Now, they've had weapons when you got Mike Evans and you have Deshaun, but that coach is supposed to get run, Dirk Cutter. This is a very Saints-like game, though.
Mm-hmm.
They can give up 50. They could lose 3 in a row. They could win 7 in a row.
Well, the Saints put up 40 yesterday against the Bucs. They may put up 80 next week as they host the Browns.
Browns got Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett doing work on Roethlisberger.
I mean, obviously.
And by the way, Denzel Ward, we all were like, ooh, they went with him as the draft pick. You didn't go Bradley Chubb or whatever the other options were. He had 2 interceptions yesterday.
Yep.
But Myles Garrett wreaking havoc. He's a monster.
Yeah. In regards to the Saints, though, I mean, they put up 40 against a bad Bucs team. Like, they were still throwing. I don't know if they're going to have another game like that where their defense does absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't believe every time I looked down at my phone, Mike Evans for 50. Deshaun Jackson for 50. Chris Godwin got a touchdown, I believe, and Deshaun had 2. That was an impressive performance from the Bucs, but the only question that comes out of that is, does Jameis Winston still have a job when he comes back healthy or when he comes back off of a suspension in a couple weeks? I think the Saints will still be all right.
I won't bet on the Saints. I won't get scared, but that was bad yesterday.
Next one. Yeah, it was bad. The Redskins are the biggest threat in the NFC East.
No.
Simmer down now.
They're not the biggest threat, but will the Redskins be better than the Cowboys would be my question. If Alex – now, look, it was Arizona.
Yep.
But if Alex – the thing – I think of with Alex Smith versus Cousins is stability. Like, if Alex Smith, that whole organization is the opposite of stability. Adrian Peterson looked good. I'm ticked off I didn't draft him. They went to Chris Thompson. Jordan Reed is still walking and not paralyzed as he usually is every season. The Redskins could make it between us and the Giants for last in the East. That's what I was thinking of yesterday. They're up 21-0. Again, it's the Cardinals, but Alex Smith just provides a stability there that may not make them the joke that they normally are.
No, that's not an overreaction. That's a true fact. The Washington Redskins, if there is a threat in the NFC East right now, it certainly looks to be much more the Washington Redskins than it does the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Giants, in my opinion.
Well, what about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, obviously, yeah. He said a threat to the Eagles, right?
Yeah, that was the biggest threat.
To the Eagles.
Oh, to the Eagles?
Yeah, so obviously the Eagles are the one.
Okay.
I don't think that's in question.
Oh, yeah.
The Redskins right now, to me, I mean, with Alex Smith, and I'm going just by quarterback rankings, I'll definitely take Alex Smith over Dak Prescott. I don't know a ton about their defense, but I don't know if they need to be great. You look at the way he distributed the ball, got guys like Jordan Reed involved. Jordan Reed stays healthy all year. That's a great weapon for them. I'll take the Redskins over the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, if you're going threat to the Eagles, absolutely buying that.
Okay, very good.
What do you think?
I would agree. Yeah, after week one. Absolutely. I'm a big Alex Smith fan, though. I like Alex Smith.
They have Indianapolis next, so they have a chance at home. So they have a chance for a 2-0 start.
Yep, very good. One more. There really is something wrong with Ben on the road.
What's your... Go ahead and give a little background.
17 points a game on the road last year is what they averaged. This year they scored 21 against Cleveland and in five quarters because they played a full overtime.
Yeah.
I don't know. He threw for his yardage total was high, but again, five quarters. But that seems like there might be something there on the road.
Six turnovers, three of them by Roethlisberger.
In the first half, all those came in the first half, by the way. And, you know, he got what was the final one? The final one was a fumble. It was ruled a fumble on Ben, but it was actually kind of an interception too because he got hit and the ball went forward and then was picked off. I think they ruled it a fumble because he wasn't throwing the ball, but either way, Ben turned the ball over four times in that game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.